Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippy. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we hear a classic oyster recipe from James Beard Award-nominated chef Slade Rushing.
Hello everyone, my name is Slade Rushing. I'm the chef of Louis in Covent Garden here in London. I come from the US, spent many years working across with great chefs from California to New York to, of course, New Orleans. And I'm here to talk to you guys today about one of our signature dishes at Louis. It's kind of traveled with me through the years. It's called Oysters Rockefeller Deconstructed. So a lot of people don't cook oysters very much. And I got to say, the oysters here in the UK are gorgeous. They're very wonderful to be opened and enjoyed fresh and raw. But I do suggest trying this dish. This is a dish that comes from New Orleans. It was created at a restaurant in the French Quarter called Antoine's. It's one of our oldest restaurants in New Orleans. Story goes, it was a Frenchman that came over and was looking for escargot, could not find them, and he did some sort of interpretation with the next best thing he found in the Louisiana waters called oysters, of course. So what I like to do is I like to talk about oysters. An oyster choice for this would be possibly a Malden or a Jersey oyster would be wonderful. Just whatever oyster that you can find that's fresh from the market. So mainly the first thing you want to do is, depends on how many guests you have, but I'd like to do three per person as an appetizer. Generally shuck three per person. Again, shuck them fresh or have your fishmonger do that for you, and keep those aside. Just the oysters, you could discard the shells, or if you choose to, you can use the shell as a presentation piece. You also need to have some fresh spinach. I like to use baby spinach for this because it wilts really nicely and quickly. You need some shallots and some garlic cloves. And I'll talk to you about the amounts here in just a second. And one more thing, you need to have bacon. Now, bacon here in the UK is different than the US. You call it rashers. When I'm talking bacon, something smoky, something really good quality, and as thin as you can get it. Slice. If you can't get it thin, no big deal. You can hand chop it. You also need some butter and some lemons. And if you could find licorice root, that would be wonderful. If not, get some anise flavored liqueur like Pernod, absinthe, and it'll do the job. So the first thing you want to do is we want to wilt the spinach in some brown butter. I like to dice some shallots super fine, a nice fine mince. I'm going to talk about the recipe for two people. You probably want like 20 grams of shallots, nice brumoise. And then you need two cloves of garlic in the skin. I like to whack it just to kind of crush it a little bit so you can get the perfume. And you need about 100 grams of butter and probably about 300 grams of spinach, fresh spinach that's washed, pre-washed in the bag. So get you a nice wide saute pan, put it on medium heat, add the butter, and let it start to melt gradually. When it starts to foam, then you want to add those garlic cloves and let those kind of perfume the butter a little bit. And as the butter starts to lose its water, it starts to turn into this clear butter and starts to foam. And that's that brown butter. You wanna see those brown little bits? You wanna add that the spinach, season with salt and pepper, and then throw your shallots in. And you wanna quickly wilt that. You wanna take that spinach that's been wilted into brown butter and put it on a tray with some paper towels to absorb some of that excess liquid. Put that in the fridge and let it cool down while we look at the next step. The next step I like to do is make a sauce, a butter sauce. Some people call it beurre monté, some people call it beurre fondue. Very simple. It's basically bringing butter to a liquid sauce state. It's similar to a beurre blanc, but it has nothing. We want something neutral. We're just using water. So in a nice saucepan, small, you want to get probably a quarter cup to half a cup of just water. And bring it to a simmer. And if you have a hand blender, this is the best choice. You want to get about 400 grams of butter, cut it into small cubes, plug in your hand blender, put it on a low setting, and tilt your pan a little bit so the water kind of gets in the corner of the pan, and slowly add the butter and cubes and blend it. And hopefully you're not making too much of a mess, but you want to keep blending this butter till you form this beautiful velvety butter sauce. The butter should be steaming. It just needs to be at a slow simmer the whole time while you incorporate this butter. Basically, you're emulsifying this into the water. Once all the butter has been incorporated, you want to take the pan, put it to the side, and we want to slice one lemon into thin slices. Pick it up above the pot, squeeze it with your hand, squeeze all that juice, and then drop the slices in there. And we're going to let that rest on the side for about 15 minutes while we work on the other steps. Next thing you want to do is get you a small saute pan, and you want to put probably about 4 slices of the rashers, as you say here in the UK. And you want to slowly crisp it on medium-low heat until you get the bacon to render its fat, but to caramelize a little bit. Then you want to remove that bacon, set it aside on some paper towels, and blot it nicely. Next, you want to go back to the butter, and you want to strain the lemon slices from the butter into another pot. After that, you want to season it with the Pernod or anise flavored liqueur if you don't have licorice root to finish at the end, which I'll explain that. And once you get the butter strained of the lemons, season with a pinch of salt and set it aside. Now to finish the dish, you want to get the spinach, remove the garlic, and you want to hand chop it a little bit, and you want to put that in a small saucepan. Then you have the oysters in the fridge. You want to pull those. You want to drain those from the excess liquid. And what we do is, to complete the dish, we take the pot of the butter, the beurre monté, it's got the lemon and all the good seasonings in it. You put that on the stove, bring it to a slow, slow simmer. You're going to drop those oysters that you had freshly shucked in there. And this is where things get really exciting. You're going to poach those oysters just until they start to ripple a little bit on the sides. And they're just cooked through. Very important. You don't want to overcook these. You just want to warm them through, but to get them to ruffle a little bit. Remove them out of the butter with a slotted spoon and put them in a little side dish for a moment. With the spinach reheated after it's been chopped, you're going to place 3 nice little mounds on the plate, side by side, like 3 nice little mountains. And then you're going to go back to the oysters that are still hot and just been poached. You're going to lay one on top of each mound of spinach. You're going to go back across and grab that bacon that you just had, and you're going to break some pretty little pieces. If not pretty, like I said, if you can't get it thin from the butcher, take your knife and just chop it. Make little pretty bacon bits. You're going to put that on top of each oyster. And then if you do have the licorice root is available at fine stores. Believe it or not, it's also available in Chinatown if you find the right store. You want to get a microplane, and you want to hand grate that fresh licorice root on top of each oyster to add that nice little dose of licorice flavor. Pour yourself a nice glass of Sancerre, pass the bowl over to your friend, and enjoy these nice, soft, poached oysters with this fragrant brown butter spinach and the crispy bits. And that's my quick recipe for Oysters Rockefeller Deconstructed.
My thanks to Slade Rushing for this week's recipe. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.